Everybody, welcome back to Steelers Live. It's time now for Tunch's Keys to the Game, presented by your local neighborhood Ford store.
Key number one is stop the run. You've got to stop Shady McCoy. He is a big play running back. Of course, we know him here in Pittsburgh from his days at Pitt. Now he's a great running back with the Buffalo Bills. He is very explosive. He's shifty. He's got a great jump cut. And if he finds even just the slightest crease, man, he is taking it to the house. And what makes him so effective is the way they run the ball. They have a very complex trapping scheme. Now, mostly they run the counter 36 or 37 trap that we've seen throughout the National Football League. But one of the other things that they do is they'll run the two trap, which is a shorter trap, and a four trap, which is in between. What they're trying to do is take advantage of pass rushing defenses or penetrating defenses. So this week versus the Buffalo Bills, the Steelers defense has to make sure they don't get caught going upfield, because if they do, it's going to be like two ships passing in the night, and Shady McCoy is going to take it to the house. Which brings me to key number two. And key number two is stop the run again, only this time it's not Shady McCoy. This time it's Tyrod Taylor. When you watch Tyrod Taylor, he still looks like he's playing quarterback at Virginia Tech. He looks and plays like a college quarterback. He loves to run the option. And when he's not handing it off to Shady McCoy or pitching it out to Reggie Bush, he is going to keep it. And when he keeps it, he's a north and south guy, and he will make you miss. He's a first read kind of guy. So when he comes up to the line of scrimmage, he usually knows which receiver he's going to go to. If that guy's not open immediately, he's either going to check it down or he's going to tuck it and run. A lot of times you'll see him scramble. And when he's scrambling, he's not like a lot of quarterbacks who are scrambling to buy time and make a play downfield. He is scrambling to run. Key number three is on the offensive side of the ball. This game has to be won by the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line. It's got to be done in the trenches. They've got two guys on the defensive line that are really, really good. Marcell Dareus at the nose tackle, and he is a load, very, very physical. He's hard to move. To be able to run the ball against these guys, you've got to come off the ball on Dareus and move him out. But the other guy that you've really got to take care of is Kyle Williams. He might be, in my opinion, their best defensive lineman. Kyle Williams is always trying to get to the ball. He is very active. He's kind of a squat monster, so you can't get under him. He plays with great leverage, and he plays with great effort. He is always making a move to get to the ball. Okay, I know I said that there's two guys you got to worry about. Let's make that four, because the outside pass rushers, Lorenzo Alexander on one side, Jerry Hughes on the other, these guys come off the edge, and they are screaming. Jerry Hughes has 5 sacks. Lorenzo Alexander has 10. Alexander has been a 10-year journeyman, has played for several teams. All of a sudden this year, the Buffalo Bills figured out this guy can rush the passer. You block those 4 down guys, and this is going to be a Steeler victory going away. I'm Tunch Ilkin, and this has been my 3 keys to the game.
All right, our thanks to Tunch. As always, as you said while we were watching Tunch's keys, Kyle Williams, one of those guys that he specifically mentioned.
Right, and that's why it was such a significant development today in Buffalo when he either showed up at the facility or was unable to show up at the facility with a recurrence of a back problem that has kept him out of games previously. Once again, if he can't play, I mean, that's a blow to the Bills' defense.
Yeah. They might be a little stronger at outside linebacker. You heard Tunch talk about the two outside guys, Jerry Hughes and Alexander. Reports out of Buffalo this week also say that Shaq Lawson, their number one pick, who had his season delayed by shoulder surgery, is going to get the start this week. He's been working his way back in the last couple, 3 games, and they're now going to have a 3-man rotation at outside linebacker with Lawson, Hughes, and Alexander. So if Lawson can get to the passer lab, and that's one of the reasons he was picked where he was, because Doug Whaley thinks he can, they're still going to be able to bring some heat to Bills when the Steelers have the football.
And just so you guys know, I checked the weather report for you. It's snowing now. It's going to snow on Saturday and more snow on Sunday.
I don't have to shovel it, and I don't have to drive in it.
True.
Right.
You do have to fly in it, though.
Well, I'm figuring that at the Buffalo airport, they might have had a little experience with this. Go out on a limb. What do you think?
Cordell.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be the first time they've ever de-iced a plane.
Okay.
Or a thousand.
Fair. I think we're good.
I think we are.
No more fun facts.
We're
no.
A shirt, by the way.
Thank you. It's Flannel
like
Friday.
Yeah.
You can get it at the Steelers Pro
Looking
Shop
good.
If you're interested. If they win the pursuit, maybe I'll get you one.
You never see Sue Mays with your array of outfits for the show. Where do you get all that stuff?
Steelers Pro Shop.
There you go.
Shop.steelers.com.
Do all your
Christmas coming up.
Christmas shopping.
Yeah. That solves that problem.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, Pursuta needs to water the poinsettias, so we're going to let him get that before he heads to Buffalo. So thanks for joining us today on Steelers Live. We'll see you Monday at 4 p.m.